Three young boys went off to summer camp, three brothers, and one of them in particular was feeling sort of homesick. In addition to that, before he had left home, some of his neighborhood friends had been teasing him that maybe he didn't really belong to his parents. And on top of that, right before he left, he had had kind of a moment where he had been very disrespectful and disobedient toward his mother. But these three boys went off to camp. Back at home, their mom was facing very serious surgery. And yet, what was more important on her heart and mind was her three boys who were away at camp. So she decided to sit down and write them a letter. And she wrote them a nice letter to all three of them, telling them about how much she loved them and missed them and looked forward to them coming home again and some of the things they would do when they would see each other again and so on, and that they were in her prayers. And she mailed the letter. But she also knew that this one son of hers in particular was really hurting. And so she decided to do something a little unique and special for him. She put together a care package of some of his favorite things to eat. And it just so happened that a neighbor of theirs, a friend of the family, was going to be traveling to this same camp later that week. And she gave him this package and she said, "I'd like you to hand deliver this personally to this one son who's so troubled. And make sure to let him know that I'm thinking about him and that he's in my prayers and I love him and I can't wait till he comes home. So please bring this to him." And so a day or so after the letter had arrived and the boys had read this letter to each other and from their mother, suddenly this man came to the camp and singled out this one individual boy and pulled him aside and said to him, giving him the care package, "Your mom wants you to know she's been thinking about you and cares greatly for you and loves you, and you're in her prayers and she can't wait till you come home," and so on. Now, the love that came to him in that particular way from that gentleman and the package and all of that was really no different than the love she conveyed in her letter. And yet, the boy received it maybe in a little different way. It was a little more personal. Let's take this lowly earthly story to a higher level. Our gracious and loving God knows that we sinful people, mortal people, are troubled by a lot of things in life. And we can be troubled by guilty consciences, and we can be troubled by the prospect of death in front of us and all the trouble we have to deal with in this world. And so he has taken the time through the centuries to write down and convey to you in letters through his word how much he loves you, how he has forgiven you through the work of his Son, Jesus Christ, and how he has given all of us the promise of everlasting life in heaven. But our Lord Jesus Christ, the night before he was betrayed, the night before he would have to go to Calvary and suffer the eternal wrath of God in that moment in time, to be abandoned completely by God, for the sake of the sins of every person that has ever lived, with that on his mind and heart, the night that he went and faced all of that, he also had you on his heart. You personally, knowing what you wrestle with and what you struggle with. And he knew that maybe because of particular things that you've done in your life and in your past, that your conscience just burns a little bit more, maybe even during Holy Week. When we think to ourselves, we can't even keep ourselves from sin during one sacred week. We think about what our Savior has done for us. And maybe you're troubled by the future prospect of your own death someday too, and the other problems we face in this life. Well, your Lord has not only chosen to convey to you and send to you his grace and forgiveness and the promise of heaven that he's purchased on the cross. He's not only chosen to send all of that to you through his letters of Scripture, but now he has designed a particular food that he wants to convey all of that to you in a much more personal way for you. the very cost and payment that it would take for you to have your sins atoned for you to be right with God, for you to have any hope of standing in front of God on Judgment Day and be welcomed into heaven, the very cost and payment that it would take to swing those gates open for you, he now takes that cost and payment, his body and blood, and by his words and the words of institution, places them into common food, bread and wine, that we are now to come to eat and receive for the remission of our sins. And he now sends a special envoy, a special messenger and agent through the office of the public ministry to single you out at the Lord's rail, at his communion rail, to single you out personally, to stand in front of you personally with the body of Christ in his fingers and place it on your tongue so that you know what Christ has done for you. Your Lord has not just sent you a picture of himself, but he actually gives you himself. He doesn't just tell you to be reminded about his grace, but he actually puts his grace on your tongue. He doesn't simply ask you to think about the remission of sins that he has won for you, but he now places it in your mouth. It's hard to think of anything more personal than eating. Take, eat. This is my body, he says to you. Take, drink. This is my blood, he says to you, for the remission of your sins. And once you, in the future, have been able to celebrate your own personal Easter that is coming because of his great Easter that we celebrate this weekend, he also wants you to know that he looks forward to eating this feast with you anew in your Father's kingdom. May that warm our hearts. Amen.